With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Check out Macy's Cyber Monday specials now while supplies last for great savings on holiday gift ideas like designer names you know they'll love, now 40 to 60% off. And women's boots and shoes to finish the look, 50 to 60% off. And upgrade your bedroom for cooler nights with cozy flannel bedding, quilts, and accessories from Martha Stewart Collection, now 65% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
The need to fly. Sometimes he just feels the need to fly. Sometimes he just feels the need.
Hello everybody and welcome to this week's episode on the Celtic Now and Forever podcast. My name is Ryan Clifford and today's guest is John once again. John, how you doing?
Evening Ryan, hail hail.
Well, obviously, this week's podcast, this episode's about the defeat to Rangers. Underwhelming defeat, very poor. There's a few words that I could mention towards it. John, obviously, I'll speak about the game in more detail, but what was your first initial reaction after the game?
Disappointment. Anger. The performance, attitude, commitment, energy, everything. And it's not to say that Rangers were world beaters. I don't think Rangers actually, believe it or not, played very well. Rangers could have been up a few levels, but we'll go into it in a minute, but it's a lot to, talk about.
To start off with, for me, obviously the team lineup 3-5-2. I know we keep saying that you've got to keep the 3-5-2 and you keep the rhythm, the team, but as it looks, it was probably a game for a 4-4-2. Maybe a change of formation. I thought it played into Rangers' hands where the way we started the game and the formation of the team.
Right away, 40 seconds into the game, we gave away a free kick in a dangerous area. Was it Ayer that gave it?
I can't remember.
The left hand side of the box, just outside the box. Right away, you've put yourself under pressure. I said to you last week, we need to start in the front foot, we need to be positive, aggressive, committed. And it was everything but that. It was a weak performance.
So obviously, because of the COVID, we had 4 or 5 players out injured. But again, I know you've got guys like Kamara starting and whatever else, but you've got still enough quality in that part to win any game of football.
Listen, Rangers have got a squad, maybe not as big in quality wise as us, but they were missing players as well. So if Celtic's got 18, 19 quality players, you can't moan that there's 4 missing. It's internationalists that's taking their place. It's not somebody for League One or the Championship. It was international players that was coming in. So that's not an excuse.
For me, it was kind of a same, no, as bad as a performance, but it was the same performance as the last 2 or 3 games against Rangers. So for me, that sets alarm bells for the manager, the coaching staff, as a coaching setup. Right, what are they actually dealing with leading up to these games? Are they actually watching the games back properly? It just doesn't seem like they're learning from it, because Rangers are not doing anything different. Then it kind of sports scene highlighted that they're making sure Celtic, as soon as Rangers get the ball, Celtic's fullbacks were away high, and that was our game plan, to get the ball forward to Kent. That's no something that it doesn't take rocket science to work out that that was the setup. And for me, I just think that I don't know if the manager's actually he knows what he's doing when it comes to these games, because I don't think he sets him up properly, to be honest with you.
Right, first and foremost, since Neil Lennon came in, people moaned, right? Is that only his second defeat this calendar year?
Something like that, aye.
So I would say that's acceptable. He's got credit in the bank, as you know. He's won everything that's been asked of him since he came back for the second time. But he's done well, but it's people are still finding fault, and it's not enough, because the manager that was there before him set standards that I'd never seen before, beating absolutely humiliating Rangers home and away, fours and fives, which I'd never seen before, consistently over 18 months, absolutely embarrassed Rangers, and we've dropped a few levels since that, definitely.
Because obviously, for me, I just think it was very lacklustre performance, and obviously leading up to the game, we all thought it had been, we were maybe kidding ourselves on, thinking we were going to go and steamroll Rangers, but as you go from Rodgers' games to now, you were, as you said, Rangers were really getting embarrassed, and you were kind of expecting to turn up and win a game 2-3-0 and whatever else. It's just how you can say that Lennon's come in and done well, but they've been, let's be honest, pathetic all season. And I think this is a game that's maybe blown up to the fans, that maybe winning a game isn't just enough. Because the two European games, shocking performance, lucky you are playing against basically shite. Start of the season, again, it's slow, passive, and I just don't think that I don't think the team is playing for him. I know that's maybe a bit harsh after one game, but I just don't think the team's, if they're consistently playing like that, then obviously something's not right.
The series no smoke without fire, and there's rumours all the time about the dressing room not be happy with a gaffer. He's fell out with people, the way he treats people, etc. But players are probably comparing them to Rodgers that way, where Rodgers didn't bawl and shout or anything. He was calm, disciplined, and spoke very well, whereas Lennon might be a bawl and shout in the changing room. I don't know, we're no privy to that, but I can see that being an issue.
Because obviously, going to the team, Kamara started, but I thought the guy didn't really get much service. There was nothing really at him. He ran his balls after, to be fair. That's all he could do. He didn't really have much today. I maybe can hold the ball on a bit better, but I thought Young Welsh done what he did today. I don't think he's done anything bad, to be fair. And then I seen the video, obviously, Duffy kicking the ball at the park, but if you play 3 to the back, you're kind of making Duffy the playmaker, and he's not a guy that's come in, as you say, to come in and pass the ball and hit diagonal. He's just there to defend and block shots and get the ball to fuck. So if you're playing 3 to the back, me personally, you need 3 ball-playing centre-backs to play at the back, because Aya can do that job, but again, for the first goal, he makes a stupid foul, so I just think it's just a lot of things you can pick for a lot of it, to be fair. But for me, Kamara was, and then obviously for the first goal, the goalkeeper, I don't think, John, but for me, he should be saving that.
Right, start after the goalkeeper, Barkas. £5 million Greek signing, Greek internationalist. He doesn't inspire me at all. He reminds me of fucking Mr. Bean. I did say to you last week, I heard a couple other people saying it after me, to be fair. Is he any better than Scott Bain? I don't know. The first goal, I'm not a goalkeeper, a goalkeeping coach. He was rooted to his line. Coutinho be 1 or 2 yards off his line. Goldson was 7 yards out when he headed that ball. Could Inoa come out, made his cell bigger? I don't know. We didn't defend it well. Duffy, they kept a line, but Duffy dropped a yard behind that, which kept everybody on.
See, you're onto that. Do you not think that, again, that's down to defensive coaching? If they are coached in the right way, they're all staying the same line. Is that no discipline in defending?
Steven Gerrard and his coaching team have obviously studied the way Celtic play, the way they've set up, because he looks as if he is that type of manager. He goes really deep into the way other teams play, and he's obviously spotted a weakness in there, the way Celtic defend. You could say that many changes was on that team.
Celtic's was 4 or 5, wasn't
it? To be fair, the last 6-7 weeks there's been 3 and 4 changes every single week. Defence, midfield and up top. Whereas you try and keep the same personnel as often as you can, understand that, but I think Celtic's, I don't know if Celtic done their homework on Rangers. I think Celtic's just went like that. We're playing the way we play, and that's that. I don't care the way we play. But he's, if they don't study, surely they're not doing their job right if they don't study the way Rangers play. You know the formation they play. Everybody knows the way they play.
Because the thing that's getting me is it's been the same type of performances the last 3 or 4 games against Rangers. Again, is the manager and coaching staff looking at the games back properly? Are they doing the right things in training? Because it's like they've no learned. It's all right turning up and playing football, but you still need to do that side of the game. And I just think that they're not doing it well enough. Because if they were actually investigating the games in detail, you wouldn't be making the same mistakes.
Right. The last 6-7 weeks, Celtic, probably every team apart from Hibs, meeting Rangers as well, everybody sat in against Celtic. So they're not doing their job right if they don't try and figure out a way how to beat the teams. How to break them down. That's what I've done at training, how to break teams down.
Every game, you've watched a few with me yourself, it's all slow, passive, no ideas, but it's been like all season, no, just started this game. And but the full thing for me is, we didn't get a shot on target, and for me that's fucking unforgivable at any level of football. If you don't get a shot on target against anybody, for me that's just, I can't get that. Who you can't get a shot on target against your main rivals at your new stadium. That's just, I can't go with that. That's not acceptable for me.
See, at any point in the game, did you think, "Oh, we're going to score. We're putting a bit of pressure on here." No. But then don't want to have back to Mark McNeil era. He'd 6 or 7 guys at 6'3". When we get a corner, half a time like that, oh, we're scoring here.
No.
Half a team are monsters. We get a free kick now. Just, can you see he's winning a header? No, because the deliveries are honking for a start.
You've no actually got somebody that can deliver a good ball. This Christie's deliveries have been shocking. So you don't know if this boy Laxalt can deliver a ball. But I thought he'd done all right considering
pass marks.
Considering he was flung into the deep end, doesn't speak English, doesn't really know his teammates, and he's came from a different country. I thought he'd done all right. But I just think that my opinion, but then the news is he's had a few big. I think he's got a few. I generally think he's got 2 or 3 games now to save his job. I think that he's getting to that stage where the board can't fuck about. Either if he beat against Milan on Thursday comfortably and don't win on Sunday, Aberdeen Sunday, I think he's out the door.
But he's only two league defeats this calendar year, and we're nearly into November.
But you can't. If the performances don't pick up at all, I think it's time to just, like, thanks Neil. But I know it's a bit harsh, but this is one of the biggest seasons I've ever been involved in, and I don't think your board really should be thinking about it. And I think some fans are maybe the same kind of view as me, that it's just no good enough now. It's just the standard's no good enough.
Right, do you want to go through the team then? no. and what they think their performances was.
No, Welsh, I thought Welsh was alright.
Welsh get pass marks for me. What age is he? 20?
Oof, aye, he's young, young.
I
thought Aya was alright. I thought, but he's always got a big mistake in him.
Two early mistakes.
He's always got a big mistake in him, but I thought he'd done reasonably well. The first goal, I don't know what he was doing, to be fair, but he's hauling up fucking offside, offside. The boys I'm playing, he's wanting offside, which that's not acceptable either, to be fair. We've got to be better.
Right, Duffy, I've spoke to you on here about these fucking ball playing centre halves. They can't do it.
He's not
got the ability to do it. He's a very good level football player. That's not his game. His game is fucking getting his body and throwing his body in front of things, putting his head in where it hurts at both fucking ends of the park. He's not a playmaker. That's a disgrace. He's getting made to look an absolute fool.
Aye, by the manager.
By the manager playing this formation and the way he's setting the team up.
And he was always getting the ball out wide. Obviously, he was playing the ball out wide to Frimpong quite a bit, and the passes weren't really up to standard. And I thought Frimpong had a poor game. First few times he did get by Barisic, and I thought he should just kept going at Barisic, but he didn't. I just don't. Is that confidence through the team? I don't know what it is, but he didn't play too well, I thought.
He was up against Barisic, but Kamara came over and doubled up with him. Just go for it. Just try and beat the man. Right, with Frimpong, you hear about maybe a young player at a club and a young winger, and is an experienced player playing beside him, they'll say, don't worry if you don't get by the guy, just keep trying. He didn't. He had two men, but just keep going and trying to beat them. You might get a foul out in a dangerous area. He just looked, after the first couple of times he went by Barisic, he just lacked confidence for me.
And obviously three in the middle, Brown, McGregor and Cham. For me, McGregor didn't do much wrong, but didn't do much right. It was just an average performance for him. I thought Brown done what he could, but again, he was trying to inspire, and I don't think his leadership kind of was shown throughout the game. And Cham, I've been a big admirer of the guy, but I thought he was honking. Didn't want to tackle, didn't want to work hard, just didn't want to get involved with 50-50s. But I'm going to have a wee slight thing for him. I thought he should be playing when Bernard McGregor's playing. He shouldn't be playing as far forward. I think Ncham's the guy, gets the ball, sprays a pass, and just gives it to the forward guys. I don't think Ncham's game isn't running about doing doggies, tackling people. I don't know if you get that, John, but for me, I think the Cham was very, very poor, and I think he does deserve some time in the sidelines, but I thought he was getting played out of position in a way.
Start off with Scott Brown. We see it every time. Celtic play Rangers. If Scott Brown plays, Celtic will play and Celtic will win the game. And he didn't play. He didn't do what he's good at. Rangers seem to play round about him. Too quick for him in a way. He didn't play like a leader for me on Sunday, the way maybe Roy Aitken used to do it, but get him going and whatever, but I thought he was very poor. McGregor playing in an area of the park where it didn't suit him. Maybe him and Cham should swap. To keep talking about the dynamic with referee, and yet again it's not worked. It's worked twice in maybe 18 months.
Doesn't work
on a big occasion, why keep doing it? Why do you keep playing the three and swapping the positions about with Cham and McGregor? Disappointed in the middle.
I thought the left back done alright. I don't think there was much qualms about him. I thought he'd done alright. It was, you don't really expect him much after his first game, but going to the middle, for me, football games are won in midfield. If the midfield's winning the battle, then the rest of the team wins the battle. And I don't think, as you say, I don't think Rangers were actually that good. I just thought that they could have went up a few, like you say, but Celtic just didn't turn up, but they've not turned up all season, and that's what I'm getting at when it comes to the manager. That stems from the manager, it stems from the training all week, it stems from the team talk. As much as I've played football, and you don't play for the manager, you play for yourself and your teammates, but for me, I just don't think the performances haven't been up to much, so for me it tells you something, that there's something no right.
They say it's the biggest derby in the world. See, if a neutral was watching that on Saturday, they wouldn't watch the next one, because it was a spectacle, it was absolutely horrendous.
I know they talk about the new fans, but I know if there was 55,000 fans, whatever, at Parkhead, 60,000, the players, I know for a fact that the fans would have been on to the players, so I don't think they'd have played that bad. I generally don't, but that's no excuse. They were terrible. Rangers won the game easily. It was like watching Spence. It wasn't as good as when we won 4-5-0 and whatever, but it was that type of performance. Like, you just didn't think Celtic were going to score.
But they didn't batter us.
Aye, I know.
There wasn't actually much in
it. But
both goalkeepers had very, very little, if not what they do.
If you look at the actual game itself, Celtic had the two best chances, Elanusi and Griffiths.
Talk about Elanusi, man.
I know.
Don't try and see the guy's
mate,
a player, because he's doing my boxing.
But again, he's a winger. He's a flying winger. He's no a attacking mid. He's no a number 10. He's no a striker. He's a winger. That's where he played with Basel, Mulder, and that's where he got his big move to Southampton. He plays in the Norway. He plays at the wing. He's a winger. He's no a left fullback. He's a winger. And again, he should be scoring, let's be honest. He probably had more time than he thought, but he was miles off it.
On his chance, it was a shocking miss. He just hasn't cut it for me at Celtic. He's been there quite a while now. He has had injury problems, been in and out of the team, playing in different positions. It doesn't cut it for me. End of, and that's it.
Is that, I thought, as much as I don't, I'm more fan of James Forrest, I thought we did maybe miss him in a way. He's worth, and again, I'm going to say he's bottle, because he's not got any bottle, but
at least he's going to try and go by him.
He'll try and create something, and I don't think we had that. I think Frimpong, but for the games, I don't know if he's...
Forrest will get you further up the park
yeah,
into the final third. Or Celtic weren't in the final third very often.
Just as a full game itself, I just think it's Celtic, they've got a better squad, but Rangers have got they're better drilled and better coached. That's just by watching that game. They're drilled and they're coached well. Celtic are just, it doesn't look like they're coached.
A lack of ideas, aye, kind of thing.
That's what I'm saying. Lennon's saying a lack of ideas, but that's down to him and the staff to figure out ideas to change the performance, to change whatever. But if you want to change it, why are you sticking with 3-5-2 if it's not working? I know they've been winning games, but if you look at the performance, if you look at it in detail, it's not really working. I know I keep saying to play the 3-5-2, you need to keep playing it, but the last two or three weeks it's kind of changed my mind that maybe the 3-5-2 is not the way to go.
Because day three, whatever permutation of the three at the back, they're not good enough
to play
to pick the passes. But it's not their job to do it. Somebody should be for the midfield, should be. That's why they're playing the middle of the field. They've got the ability to pick passes, but it's not been to Kamala yet for me. Celtic started the game with a fourth choice striker up front, who fitness wise he's probably not there, because he's just been dipping in and out, knowed a lot of game time. He's been away in international duty, whatever. It'd be hard for him as a fourth choice striker.
Aye, come and play.
And I don't know what his strengths are, but they've got to, whatever his strength is, they've got to play to it.
Because obviously you were missing Edouard, Griffiths and Ayeti on the bench, but what I like going on, as soon as the second goal was in, Lenny's like, oh, subs, get the subs on. Why not get the subs on at half time? Why not get the subs on before the second goal went in? Why do you need to wait and panic? Like, fuck, Ayeti, Griffiths, get the Mungo one as a game, Rogic, get on the park. I don't think it's every game, but he makes the subs 10 minutes to go, 15 minutes to go, make him to change again. Don't just do it. Fuck it, I'll put a sub on. That's what the way you felt like.
Don't do the routine thing, and after an hour,
aye.
Change one or two.
It was no working. See, his interview for me was, I thought it was laughable. He says that we'd done all right in the first half. What game was he watching? They didn't play well the full game.
See if I'm playing and you look at the side of the park and your manager demeanour, he just sits there with his fucking arms folded as if he's no got a care in the world.
Obviously he probably has, but for the fans,
no, that's the way it looks.
It doesn't look like,
aye.
If that was Neil Lennon years ago, he'd have not done that up and down the line shouting and bawling. I don't know, I know they're saying he's mellowed, but there's mellowed, then there's just literally sitting. He should be barking out the ideas, barking out the orders, and I just don't think there was near leadership for the management and
his captain.
But I just think that going on to, I just generally think there's something no right, is it? If it's the training, if it's they've lost the manager's trust, I don't know what it is, but every team, not just Rangers, it's silly goals here. So it's defensive mistakes all the time. You can, for me, if I'm playing football, I can accept getting beat, well, an absolute screamer, a free kick, or a world outside the box, or literally getting played off the park and getting beaten and trying. It was spineless, it was embarrassing for me.
The whole performance was flat.
There was nothing, even the first few minutes, it was just shite. That's just what I'm looking
to say. Here we go again.
It was just shite. It was the same performance, slow, side-to-side passing again, and even at set pieces and free kicks, it doesn't look like they've got an idea. It's just flinging in the box or Duffy either or McGregor outside the box at a volley. Rangers, as much as you don't want to talk about Rangers in a way, but they are drilled and they're coached. You can see the way they're playing. They're coached to press high, to stop, to press high, go here. I personally feel that he knows the squad's talented and I think he's just gone, right, go and pull us out of a hole here. Go and do something, go and win us a game. And that shouldn't be the players, that should be the management telling the players what to do. I just think that there's something. I hope that we did go and beat East Ham 1, we beat Aberdeen, we go on mad run again, then Lennon's everybody's best pal again, but I just can't see the team. I just can't see it. I hope so, but I just, there's something's got to change.
I did think, I know people say Christie runs about chasing a fucking crisp bag in the wind, but Christie will give you a bit of energy. When I'm running about, he'll pull players out of position. I thought they badly missed his energy because it was really flat. We're watching the game and just like, we're not going to score here. Absolutely no confidence in scoring a goal.
Because obviously then he grinds Griffiths and Ayeto, but to be fair, we did fling him on. Dynamic did change in a way. You could see it was a focus there, but they didn't get any service. But for me, a fit Lee Griffiths scores that goal. He scores it.
Gets it out of his feet and smashes it.
He's no fit. He's no sharp. It's got, but again, it's not really an excuse.
Would you have started with Griffiths?
Why not?
I would have started.
Why not? Even if it is,
give you what he's got.
Even if it is just a half, just because I just don't know what it is. It's there's something no right in the new, and there's too many talented players not playing well, and that's not just down to them not playing well. You can no play well one or two games, but
consistently
all the time. Even the games against Riga and Sarajevo, hopeless. And then for me as a Celtic fan, it's probably the worst I've seen Celtic play in a long, long time. But then it's a long time since Cluj, and then Fenerbahce, Copenhagen, Rangers games, all the big games
we've fell short.
Tactics wise, the players haven't performed. I just think we're fell asleep at the wheel, should we say. We've started with Rodgers to Lennon, and then
we've got a downgrade in every department.
Tierney, I know you can't really compare Tierney, right? But you've went for Tierney, Sinclair doing that side, so let's be honest, we're frightening. And it probably shows you now how effective Sinclair was for Celtic. defending and attacking. Forrest, the other side, obviously he's injured, but
Forget Lustig played behind Forrest for years. In the last couple of years, Lustig maybe not at his best, but
he's done
consistently for 5 or 6 years, he was a really good Celtic player.
Because looking back now, you had Lustig for our season, neighbour.
Aye, because he would have got away with it in the games in Scotland.
But he's played.
He knows the league, he knows the players. But the managers, don't think Lustig would have fitted into your feet in the back, to be fair.
No chance.
But El Hamid and Beaton, they might have started the game because they've been playing well for Israel. But obviously, circumstances meant they couldn't take part.
I just think there's a lot of things I'm maybe not right, you know, and a lot of people might say, oh, it's because you beat Elf Rangers, but if you watch every game, every game's been hopeless. And
apart from the Hibs game.
But even the Hibs game,
Hibs opened up and tried to have a go, and that suits Celtic, but teams just sit in, and Celtic can't break them down.
Because obviously under Dyler, near his stint, Celtic beat off the Rangers in the semi final, and after that, the board went, nah, fuck this.
Unacceptable.
If the board have got that, maybe the decision coming up here, if I've got to make a decision soon, if it is, get rid of him or do whatever else.
Talking about getting rid of a manager, it's only.
I know. Oh, but
his second league game this calendar year.
I know you
mean. That's harsh. I know that.
I know you mean. You need to give him a bit of slack, but.
So I see he's got credit in the bank. He must have.
Aye. But.
But is it things going to change? That's what you want. Well,
it's been consistently shit for the last. Since the start of pre season, really. And he keeps saying that it's going to come. Well, Gaffer, when is it going to come?
If it's not working with the three, just go to the four, just bite the bullet. It's for the team's benefit, isn't it?
Because I just think it was the same way Dyler came in and then obviously he left, Rodgers came in and Rodgers took the same players and made them up a fucking humongous level, and I just feel that maybe they need somebody else to come in with a bit of stature and go, right, you and you, fucking let's just go and just new ideas, make the place brighter again. And again, you might be talking too quick and saying within 3 weeks left, Celtic could be 4 points ahead or whatever and we could be all in his best pal again. But as it comes after that game, I just think something's got to change. If as a manager, it might be, I don't know, but something's got to change.
You're missing four or five, but the squad's big enough and good enough to deal with that in most of the games in Scotland. Maybe not the Rangers game, to be fair, but it was dire.
So I just think that there's something, I don't know what it is, it's just because it's
no spark.
There's nothing.
You're not looking forward to seeing the weekend we got. Oh, couldn't sleep. Aye. Rangers game. It wasn't like that, it was just another run of the mill game.
Feeling obviously, kinda. For me, see if there's no idea, there's no spark, there's no shoot. It could actually be, it sounds daft, but it could actually be that the players might have lost a bit of hunger. They've won it all, and they're like, but if you can't go up for a season like this, then there's something, I don't know, is it a lack of concentration, is it a complacency in the squad that they can just turn up and beat teams? I don't know what it is. But a lot's got to change, because even the St Johnstone game was piss poor. And then going to Rangers, you're thinking, right, oh, Rangers game, maybe the team will put in a big performance, and it was quite the opposite.
What is you're thinking before the game, if we win here, we go ahead of them with a game in hand.
Aye.
And it's reverse now, isn't it? It's went the
other way. You're chasing your tail.
Aye. So it's a wee turnaround, but still a lot of games to go. Rangers on Europe, Celtics in Europe. I'm not having this Thursday, Sunday kid. It's a load of shite. It's 3 days in between it. It doesn't matter if you're playing Saturday, Wednesday or no. But is Europe going to be a hindrance for the week?
Well, if you've got a big enough squad, it shouldn't be. Obviously, you'll have tired legs, but as you say, if you're getting, you're really getting 2 days off, really, so to recover. So,
and don't underestimate what COVID's going to do to the season as well.
Oh, definitely.
It's going to be loads of players getting it, staff, football could get stopped for a wee bit. Again, you don't know. You don't know what the future's going to hold with that COVID.
And obviously, Rangers game, it's done. On AC Milan, obviously Big Ian Mirovic is back. He scored two at the weekend. He's 39 year old. He's still flying high. And after that performance on Saturday, you're kind of like, right, what's next? And
he's scoring. He's scoring on Thursday night. Get your money when I'm scoring.
As a Celtic fan, you're kind of hoping, what do you do now? Do you play your strongest team and try and get a victory against Milan? And try and get a bit of confidence, win a game to get into the game against Aberdeen, or the guy games like Turnbull, Sorrow, see how they are, because we don't really know what they are and what they've done. Do you change a goalkeeper?
Turnbull's, I'm not saying he's an experienced Premier League player, but he's been in about the league for maybe 3 seasons now, and he knows the league. I think you've got to try and get him into the team. I said it, I think it was a couple of podcasts ago. I'd love to see the boy playing. But it's that, who's coming out? But I think fucking Cham's made that easy.
Aye.
For a gaffer now, you know.
Because obviously, the Milan game, what was your thoughts? Would you change in the team? Or would you actually, if you were a manager, would you give faith in the team? Go, listen, you were shiting Saturday, go out and fucking put everybody around here and go and put a performance in. Or would you change it about and give fringe players like Rogic, put Griffiths in, Ayeti starting? Would you just give guys game time, or would you go with the strongest team that you've got?
Rogic was one-paced when he came on Sunday. He's got undoubted qualities, but he's definitely not match fitting, you know. He's only put a couple of wee nibbles in 6 months or whatever. That's a hard one. Do you go with the tried and trusted, or do you freshen it up? I don't know. So I turned scoring anyway. I would love to go and watch him playing. People want to go and watch Messi playing. I'd just love to go and watch him playing. What a career he's had.
Because I think he's 39,
isn't he? 39, he's still scoring goals at the highest level.
And I generally don't think you can play feet back on Thursday. You can't. I don't think we can play free to bat against a quality team like that. I don't think we can. I don't know if you big just go back to a flat 4-4-2 and just try and play. I don't know. I couldn't play free to bat. I think I'd be shitting myself. For me, I know it's, you can't concede an early goal, but typical Celtic, that's what
you
always shit yourself the first few minutes that they're going to concede. And I just think that, for me, I would just go with the tried and trusted. No, the same team as Saturday, but roughly your best 11. If Edward's fit, if Christie can step in, but I would go with your best 11 and just try and put a performance in, and just no shut people up, but just say, listen, we are behind the manager.
It was a
bad performance, right? Let's kick on. But
that blip's lasted 2 months. The performances have been rotten.
For me to see...
Seeing
Thursday, if they don't put a performance in and they can't get up for that game, then there's definitely something not right. Because a game like that, you should be championing a bit to play against Milan. I know they might not be the Milan as they were, but they're still a quality team. And it's still a big chance to prove yourself at this level. Obviously, you want to win a game, and I don't know. Me personally, I would just try and win a game and play your strongest team. Because I don't know about playing French players. I don't know if you'd even get Barry Stephen Mayer.
What is your strongest team, then? If they're watching the last three, four performances. Cham can't play.
I know.
He can't. After that performance. Listen, players can have bad games. You can have two or three bad games in a row.
I was
despicable. Aye. Just storting about, man. No trying a leg.
I just think you'll be a hard game on Thursday. I know.
Having a crowd in a game like that, I think it's a big disappointment for the players. Many European games have we seen that Celtic score in the last minute. Loads.
I would hope for a win. I would just hope, just for a bit of confidence, I would play the strongest available team and just try and get a victory. Just try and get a bit of confidence back, a belief in the team. Because it says, I think Cal McGregor came out and says that today, but the team lacked belief in that. What, are you scared of fucking Rangers? Do you know what I mean? You've won 12 in a row. What, you don't need to be scared of anybody. You're the fucking champions. Go out and fucking express yourself. Again, but that all said for the manager. But the Rangers game's done. It's didn't the European the first day. Just hopefully get a win in my eyes. I just think play your strongest team and just go and try and get a win. Don't be thinking about yourself.
I said to you last week, I would take a draw in the Old Firm game. I'm going to say the same for the Milan game. I'd take a draw right now.
Just don't get beat.
Aye.
And then obviously you've got Aberdeen, and then I think we've got Lille. And the Aberdeen again, it's a very, very tough run of fixtures. And again, that's ball proof. That's what you want.
Good players that play at the highest level are playing 60 games a season. Saturday, Wednesday, whatever. Playing the Champions Leagues, a lot of big games. That's what they strive for. That's what you want as a player.
I just think for me, you're
no tired.
No.
You're putting your wits against the best teams in Europe, in Scotland. What more do you want?
It's a tough one of fixtures. I think it'll probably test the team to its maximum when it comes to squad depth and obviously confidence. If we'll see how we come out of our end. I just don't get beaten Thursday.
You'd like to see a better performance.
If you do get beat, at least put a performance in that the fans can actually say right, aye, but you beat with a better team. Fair enough, but just a better performance and a spineless performance. I keep saying it was embarrassing against Rangers. I know I keep saying, right, in the next game, Milan, we won't play as bad as that, but I said that last week and the week before, so I just hope that, I know they say keep the faith, but it's hard to keep the faith when they're consistently not playing well, so I just don't get beat. Obviously, you want to try and win a game, and I hope they win. And then on Aberdeen on Sunday, I hope we win that as well. And can't get a wee run going, because that's kind of stopped the unbeaten.
Aye, the momentum was there. It's just, it might, hopefully, it's just a bot, as you say.
So hopefully, Milan will get a decent result. Enjoyed that, John. Thanks for today, John. And we'll be back next week for another episode on the Celtic Now and for our podcast. Cheers, John.
Cheers.
Check out Macy's Cyber Monday specials now while supplies last for great savings on holiday gift ideas like designer names you know they'll love, now 40 to 60% off. And women's boots and shoes to finish the look, 50 to 60% off. And upgrade your bedroom for cooler nights with cozy flannel bedding, quilts, and accessories from Martha Stewart Collection, now 65% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Support for this episode has been provided by Ratio Keto-Friendly Dairy Snacks. If counting macros makes your head spin, count instead on a snack by Ratio. They've done the math for you, so you can spend less time studying the label and more time enjoying your day. Creamy and delicious, try strawberry and vanilla for 2 grams of carbs and a unique combination of sugar and protein. Interested? Ratio Keto-Friendly Dairy Snacks are now available in the yogurt aisle at Walmart. Always consult your physician before starting an eating plan that involves regular consumption of high-fat foods.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.